We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Hey.
How you doing? Handsome.
Good. How are you? Oh, hey. What's up? Hi.
That was easy.
Oh. Tell me more about me.
Oh, well, brave, courageous, good looking.
Get out of here.
You look great in those pants.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Last night, I didn't know this, but we had plans with the McCutcheons.
Oh.
So we went to dinner. Mm. And somehow...
Is the McCutcheon, is that the guy who married you?
Uh-huh.
Brian?
Brian and his wife, Emily.
How many kids?
Three.
Nice. Ooh. Little like yours?
Hard.
Yeah. All right. Jesus. Well, actually, I shouldn't tell their business.
Sure you should.
No, I shouldn't.
Yeah, you should.
She's fine.
It's one of those things, though, where...
Yeah, don't do it. Okay,
she wanted
I'm ready.
A third kid, and he was like, I don't... What? Yeah. And then there was a third kid, and then...
Now, of course, he's like, they have it.
Of course. Absolutely.
You know, once you meet it, it's like, you. Mm-hmm.
But the first year or two...
It's tough.
Hairball.
Actually, my first story is about people who have a baby and that's the end of it.
Oh, you mean it ends their relationship?
It's, you know, it tests the best of couples. That's what I've always, I mean, me and John, we couldn't be a strong, I just feel like there's nothing we could do to be a stronger couple. And yet, I wanted to kill him when we had a baby. And the second baby, too. You're just like, oh my God, And I'm sure he wanted to kill me, too. It just tests you.
I'm surprised to hear that from you.
I'm telling you, it's not.
I'm
I
not
know,
surprised
it's not
by
easy.
The not easy. Point because it almost broke us up. But
yeah. No, you guys, I'm proud of you that you kept it together. It destroys people.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, we'll have a baby, we'll have love, it'll be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh
they
my
do
God,
have to save the marriage, maybe.
Yeah, that's the way to kill the marriage.
I honestly think daily, I go, is that why John and I are so happy?
Because you don't have any kids?
Because we don't have any kids. Mm. We have, you know, the
grandkids
and the grandkids, but they're full-blown adults.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we're just like, la, 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 living our life.
It's great.
Our life the way we want
right?
to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as best as we can.
Sure. Right.
Providing life circumstances. So.
Right. Listen, things happen in life.
Yeah.
But it's true. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people are like... whatever. Look, have kids or don't, you know. Yeah. Try to find happiness no matter what you wind up doing. But sometimes if you can't have kids, you look around you and go, this is not so bad.
You know,
I mean,
this is great.
I missed out, for
yeah.
sure.
No,
but,
you would have loved to have had kids.
But
I know
whatever.
That.
To your point, though, there are people who are givers and they can never stop giving. Mm. They're good. They're good parents. They're built for parenthood. And then there are people who are knee-jerk selfish, like me, who are automatically think, how's this going to affect me? And I have to fight that. I fight that as an adult all the time.
You know that about yourself. So going into it, you're almost prepared to deal with your own knee-jerk reactions.
Right. But I'm saying, so for the
people
who want to do them, don't kid yourself. You don't get to do you anymore. When you do this. So you will find yourself
You should consider
going,
not kidding yourself.
I want to go to the gym. And then the gym will just... the window passes right by you because you are dealing with...
plenty of things you want to do.
Stuff, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, what do you want to do?
There was some...
Adorable.
Anyway.
Bryn and I and Vaughn were discussing some Dave Chappelle episode yesterday where...
it was the most recent one, Sticks and Stones.
Yeah, and what was the thing?
I mean... Long story short, the punchline was, you know, his friend was getting a DUI and he's in the car and he's like, oh man, I thought what anybody else would think in this moment. How is this going to affect me? You know, that was his punchline.
So we're like, well, Vinny knows himself well enough to go, how's that going to affect
right?
me?
Right.
It's just like.
Well, we all know what we can deal with.
Exactly.
Right.
It's rough out there. So what
so
about
So anyway,
night?
We go to dinner and we're having a great time.
Yeah.
We really like hanging with them. But so it comes up that. Brian goes, we should go on a surf trip.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, which it sounds great. Yeah. In theory, that sounds perfect.
In front of the women?
Yeah. Oh, and Christina's like, yeah, you should go. Oh. She knows I haven't been, I don't do stuff. Yeah. You guys know that too.
You've been such a devoted husband, well, partner, whatever.
I'm amazing. A pain and handsome.
I'm a pain and in handsome. The ass. Don't
good
worry
looking,
about it.
No, we know you are.
Brave.
But you also know no, that you need some time.
You've
away.
Made real effort. I am mean, very proud
bravo.
Of you.
Too and many.
Because, man, can you be a pill?
I was not and fishing. You. That's not what this conversation's about.
Don't worry. Fishing. You're fishing. Oh, okay. You're catching some garbage, too. And the good stuff, handsome.
We're anyway. Not bullying you, though. You're, yeah, you're yeah. so hot.
My point is that this comes up, and I'm like, in theory, that sounds great. And then he's like, all right, what about like 3 weeks from now? What do you think? And
3 weeks from now?
Well, I don't know. I don't. And everyone's going, you can do it. You have the time off. I'm sure it's no big deal.
Sure. We'll get Marcus.
Well, that's not, look, we're not there yet. But the point about the conversation was I went from, yeah, that sounds pretty good. We should do
you're
that.
You're like,
too.
Yes, vaguely in the future.
All
someday,
of a sudden,
never gonna happen.
Next year, spring.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Sure, you know, sometime we
I
should
don't know
do that.
Surf season.
I
is.
Was fighting the whole table off. Like,
why were you
why?
Fighting them
because,
off?
I don't know why. Because in theory, that sounds great. And there's a little piece of me that sees myself in a pair of trunks with no shirt and no shoes.
Just going to go down to Mexico or
going,
something?
Getting in and out of the water
oh,
all
dude,
day.
Oh, dude, I do not know why you're not doing this.
As it
you
comes.
You have time to burn.
Surfing myself to the point of exhaustion, mm-hmm. eating dinner, and falling asleep dead.
And doing it
and
back
doing
over
it again,
again
the next day.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
So when is it going to happen? It's
but that's not the point. The
oh
point is that I was, like, there's the part of me that sees that, and the other part of me that just goes, ain't nobody got time for that.
You got time for that.
I don't know that I got time
your
for
your wife
that.
Said you should do that.
Oh, my God.
You your ever... mom could come up. You could go. You have the time.
Anyway.
We are
you told
we would,
me.
We want you to be happy, Vinny. Believe
me. Here's
the
reason why I planned a vacation to Hawaii next month. Because we...
Next
like,
month?
Next yeah, month.
Next month.
So, you know, Vinny kind of hangs around sometimes in the office. And we were talking and whatever, and he's like, you know, this is a time where you need to be doing stuff. I'm so happy when you go out doing stuff. You need to, I go, yeah, I know. John and I, we don't go on vacations. Like, you know what our vacation is? When we go to work vacations to Sonoma, Hawaii,
right,
Vegas.
Right.
That is our vacation.
Well, you did Carmel recently.
We did. So that was part of Vinny's conversation. Right. So we did the whole Carmel thing and...
Just where get away go? Together.
Whatever.
We went to Napa, I think.
We went to Sonoma, and we went to, to stay at his ex-wife's mansion.
Oh, yeah, that's
awesome.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, I got to go back.
God damn, that woman. She's married. Such a rich
she's
dude.
Amazing.
I can't believe,
I
like,
know.
All these freaking houses.
She nailed it.
God, she's so great. Oh. She has a condo here that I went to a couple weeks back.
You're kidding
when
me?
We went to Alcatraz, a tower
oh,
condo.
Oh, penthouse. Nice. Oh.
So,
oh, God, I love
so
that woman.
So Vinny's conversation with me is like, you got to go start doing stuff. You got to go take a vacation. You and John need time away. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You need to... And I was like, Vinny's right! And so, you know, I went home and was thinking more and more. And that weekend, I just started researching and was like, you know what? I love the Fairmont. You know, ding, ding, shame.
Yep, shame.
I love the Fairmont and, you know, didn't contact anyone. I just put my credit card down, got the cheapest room I could get, bought the cheapest flight we could get, and made plans for... I know it's only 5 days, but it's 5 days.
5 days
it's
is
cool.
good.
Yeah.
So what's your birthday
we'll
again?
It's the 26th, so
okay.
we'll be there.
Great. Oh, that's
for
great
the birthday.
News.
Anybody
yeah,
who goes to Hawaii knows
before
this.
Before the Halloween show.
Oh, my God.
When you
Halloween
land
show.
There, time stops.
Yep.
You just it just
slows
stops.
Down.
Everything gets different, and you really
can
do
breathe.
Relax.
And we're gonna
air
do like a waterfall tour.
Caresses
nice.
You.
Oh
my God!
I love waterfall. It's gonna take the entire day.
Oh.
But we're going on this tour that someone is taking us on.
I can't wait to hear all
I
about
know.
It.
I know. So my
God.
Point is, Vincent, you gave me
it.
That advice. So
I know.
Why don't you take your own
well,
advice? Maybe
you should
not
do it.
In 3 weeks.
We're
but
gonna talk
life is
about
short.
It. But it was so funny at the dinner table to see it shift. And then why am I being defensive on something that I
actually want to do?
Well, do I?
Don't you?
I don't know.
You do.
You do. I do.
You know what? It's everyone coming at you, and the boy in you is going, eh, everyone's telling me to do it.
No, there's also all of my typical, like, oh, man.
I can't do that.
I got to pack a pillow.
The bedding.
Yeah. Got to pack a whole bed. He has to drag his own mattress, everything.
There is a certain amount of guilt, too, though, when you have a kid and
sure.
All that.
Well, you're not going for 2 weeks. You know, you're going to go for a couple days,
right?
Well,
Christina's like, look, you didn't say a peep when I split with all my girlfriends to go party for bridesmaid weekend. And well, that's true. I was like, you should go.
Bye, Christina.
Yeah, well.
You know what? Pick a date and do it.
Anyway,
do it.
I don't
you
know.
Owe it to yourself.
I don't know.
Heck,
I'm not trying
Brian's
to.
Brian's going away to. Yeah, Brian's
going
for
2 weeks.
Yeah.
That is true.
Where are you going for 2 weeks?
Where am I going?
Vietnam. And
where'd you
the
say
baby.
You were going?
Yeah.
I know. You still have family?
In Vietnam?
Yeah.
My parents have a lot of family. Even
so
though
do
a lot
you go
of them
see
died,
them?
But in the escape to America. But
on the boat, huh?
I know.
They
have
like 18 brothers and sisters on each side, so there's still some left. And my parents.
And they're there.
Yeah.
And do you go see them or do you. Is that specifically why you go? Oh, so it's not like you're definitely
going
to go.
It's a weird dynamic. I'm going with Anita's parents.
Oh.
And I'm going with my parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh.
And with my with my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah,
so your parents will want to go see their brothers and sisters.
Maybe.
Or sisters.
I'm not sure. Probably.
Yeah, how do you go back to your home country and not see your brothers and sisters?
Well, when there's beef, you might not want to see.
Beef.
There's
oh.
always some sort of beef between whatever, you
well,
know, especially
some of them left and some of them
when you're
didn't.
The rich American family coming home and you didn't give us this and you know, you're supposed to ship money home and all that. So it's a whole thing.
Oh boy.
Ship.
But I don't know if it's
ship it home on a boat.
Yeah.
Ship it.
I'm sorry.
I saw that
wire, whatever.
You just made me freak out.
I got it.
My whole body.
I got you, boo-boo.
I meant like wire or send.
Yeah, we have buttons all over the place. I never hit mine though, so
sometimes
you guys
they work.
Yeah, normally. Yeah.
Kidding. They always work.
Anyway.
Work?
Here's something I think about often is when you have family you can fall right into, that feels great.
Yeah.
When you have family you don't even know.
Yeah.
Forget about beef, just people you don't know. You might as well stay with anybody.
Right.
It's weird to be like, okay, so we're what to each other?
Yeah, it's more about I want to experience what my parents lived through, their culture and their
see where they came from.
Yeah,
see
I've seen them before, but
yeah, you've been there before, right?
Like 3 times, but I just I'm not often with them.
So 2 weeks in Vietnam, and who are we training? Alex.
Alex is gonna fill in for him.
Yeah, you know what? Train up that little Nicole too. She's great.
Nicole is great.
Hey, Nicole's mine.
Come on, for God's sake, share her.
I am. I'm putting her everywhere I can, but she needs a villain for me.
I have a couple days for Eddie, too, right?
Are you guys both going to be gone at the same time?
Nah, I'll be gone first. Oh, you know what? Bryn's going to be gone first.
Yeah, I'm gone first.
And then he'll be back, and then I'm going to leave.
All right.
All right.
Okay, acceptable.
Yeah. And don't worry. We got this.
I didn't mean to start all this. You know,
we got Eddie filling. Too, right?
Or after
Eddie's going to do a little training, just,
with all of
the production stuff.
You know.
Yeah.
Hi, Vin.
After we ate.
Yes. And after the fight about when
well, there
you
was no
going.
Fight, and it was just, it's the only reason I shared that is because, not because I'm trying to get people to talk me into it. I just have an inner struggle with something so simple.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't.
Right.
But it doesn't feel comfortable for me, partly out of guilt.
Uh-huh.
And partly because I just struggle with vacation in general, like planning and things just seem overwhelming.
Well, you should say to Christina, hey, can you plan the whole thing for me? Great, thank you. Or tell Brian, hey,
Brian
book all the tickets.
Like a great planner.
Yeah, Brian, you book all the tickets, get the accommodations, I'll pay you my share, and in the meantime, I'll be folding up my body condom and packing my bag and...
Tell me where to go.
Pacing around the house. Pacing in a circle around a suitcase. Going, oh, God, how am I going to get everything I need in there?
All you need. I think you need a loaf of bread, peanut butter, jelly, a body condom, and a couple of trunks.
Well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know me so well.
I do. Just get power bars. You'll be fine. Pack your own water, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway.
Might stuff them up, though. Be careful.
They do stop. They do plug you up.
Yeah, they do. Well, get some probiotics in there, too.
Packs of yogurt.
Right, sure. Yeah. Oh,
what's
that yogurt.
What is that thing we drink, Bryn? Yakula?
Oh, is it a pooper?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's just a probiotic.
It's
just a little
like
little Yakuta.
Oh, yeah.
A little drink. It's It's delicious. Tastes like an orange sherbet.
Yeah.
Drink.
I was taking probiotics for a while, and I'm convinced they're why my stomach was upset for so long. Like, I was just like, God, my stomach was always bothering me. Mm-hmm. So last week, I was like, I'm not taking those anymore.
And you got it.
And I'm 100% fine. Oh. It's like night and day.
You upset the delicate balance that is your system.
I know.
Your gut.
Yakult.
Yakult. That's it.
So I watched Big Brother is what I was working up to. Did you see it?
I did.
So that is...
My fingers are crossed, man. Listen.
Forget about it. At least there's still some possible game to watch.
Listen.
It may not happen.
Here's the thing. There's one of two things happens. Mickey wins or Mickey doesn't win. If they vote Tommy out, I believe that Mickey wins that game. Because if let's say, because Mickey can't compete for the head of household, right? Mm-hmm. So you got Nicole, Cliff, and Holly who can compete. Holly's not a great competitor. So let's say Nicole wins. Just say she wins. She's head of household. She puts up Mickey and Holly. If either one of them wins power of veto, which one of them will, Mickey, one of them comes off and they're the only vote. They're the only vote, which means Cliff or Nicole go home. The only way to play this, if you're Nicole and Cliff, is Tommy stays, because Tommy will go after Mickey. And at least then you have a chance that one of you stays.
Well, my argument for the move, the same move that you're talking about, is if you're Nicole, you have to make a move. Sitting there and not doing that means you just coasted into the Final Four without having done anything.
But if you're the person who gets Mickey and Holly out,
or just
now
gets
at
least you get
Holly
out.
Right.
So you at least you've made a move and can say, I broke up that couple.
Yep.
Now, we're talking about it last night, and I'm saying to Christina, if I'm watching you on TV and this is you, I'm telling you, telepathically, you've got to build your resume right here. It doesn't matter what the end result is.
Right.
The bottom line is, if you find yourself in a position to argue for the money, you need to be able to say,
point to moves.
I broke
made.
Up that power couple.
None of you could, and you tried.
And I got
and
it
I'm
done.
I'm the one who got it done.
So that's the. She has to do it.
Yep.
I don't know why she has to keep telling them she's not doing it and promising.
I know.
I promise I'm not doing
it. Yeah, no funny business.
Dude. Right,
well, look, I see why she's doing that, because Mickey's already paranoid. And it's so funny, because as soon as he realizes what could happen and he tells Holly, and then Holly's like, oh,
right,
oh my God. She's like, I didn't even think of that. She's all do-do-do.
Right.
Now it's like, girl, there's numbers happening here.
Right.
Oh my God. It's just.
You know what, though? Nicole looked like she had feathers in her mouth. Like. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Dude, you're the cat with the bird, the family bird in your mouth with
What bird?
Yeah. Well, it's like that. You're too, what is that thing you say? Doth protest
too much.
Right.
Me thinks.
Yeah. Whatever.
I agree with you.
Nothing's wrong.
Yeah. And
Nothing's
then
she,
he walks in and she's in the bathroom with Tommy. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot to eat my food. Oh, I have to. I just came in here to clean your room for you.
What? You know what? If anything, she needs to stop saying that, just so that's also part of her gameplay. I didn't tell lies. I wasn't.
Oh, you lied. You lied right to their faces.
Yeah, that's not.
I can't believe Cliff doesn't see this. Cliff is just, he's such a big, he's like a big happy dog.
I love him.
He just loves you.
This guy, Cliff. It's too late. We need to go.
Oh, all right.
We'll
talk about it in a second. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back. It's Thursday.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.